roll out of the shadows and find that eventually there we are, where we are, and what we are is still family.
Well, it's Monday. That means it's time to talk about family on The Takeaway. And today we're taking a look at how mothers deal with their own mothers. We're joined by Judy Halpert. She's with us from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Julie, you read a story in the New York Times, or a column, that talked about 200 women who'd graduated from college in 1957. And those women said something that you found very interesting and inspiring. You read that the daughters might have better career opportunities than they did, but the daughters were less happy about it. So you ended up writing a book about this.
Yes, I did. And actually, the survey was done by my co-author, Deborah Carr, who had surveyed these women. And, you know, I guess the presumption was that the women would be jealous or envious of their daughters' lives. You know, jealous that the daughters' husbands did more house cleaning, or that the daughters had more high-powered careers. And indeed, she found that that wasn't true, that these mothers were actually they felt sorry for their daughters. They thought they were exhausted and worried incessantly about them. And when they'd make a casual comment like, can't you just take it easy this weekend? The daughters would snap back.
What they think is a casual comment. Here's an example of one of those kind of criticisms.
Well, maybe I don't feel like being criticized around the clock.
I don't criticize you. And if you're worried about criticism, sometimes a diet is the best defense.
That's a clip from Arrested Development. That's kind of the stereotypical interaction between a mother and daughter. But this kind of criticism became the focus of your book.
Yes, it did. And I think mothers really don't mean to criticize. They think they're being helpful. But today, women...
That's the problem, yeah.
Right, that's the problem. Women today are, you know, they're insecure about all these wonderful new choices they have. You know, they can choose a high-powered career. They can live with someone before they marry them. They can get their elementary school-age child a cell phone. And their mothers just can't relate to a lot of this. So there's this unique generational divide. And I wanted to explore that, but more importantly, I wanted to provide some solutions, practical advice for mothers and daughters to get along better.
Well, for your book, the book is called Making Up with Mom, Why Mothers and Daughters Disagree About Kids, Careers, and Casseroles, and What to Do About It. You actually spoke with a large number of mothers and daughters. We're joined by Leanne So. She's one of the women that Julie Halpert profiled in the book, mother of two, the daughter of Chinese immigrants, also a child psychologist. Good morning, Leanne. Lena joins us from California. Also, Teresa Mann is one of the women profiled. She's a mother of two and a daughter that's trying to find some of that common ground with your mother. So when you were talking about your mothers, were you guys in those kind of situations where every once in a while your mother will say things off the cuff that kind of set you off?
This is all the time.
Yeah.
Give me an example of something that kind of makes you grit your teeth. Lena?
My mom is constantly criticizing my choice of anything when it comes to parenting, what I choose to feed my children, what I choose to clothe them in, who I choose to have care for them.
But you're a child psychologist, so this is supposed to be your area of expertise, right?
It doesn't figure in the picture whatsoever.
Teresa,
unfortunately.
What kind of interactions have you had with your mother?
Well, for a long time, it was this, I would roll my eyes. I loved that expression you used at the beginning, because I would hear things and they would trigger thoughts that I had from when I was little. And it was a switch to being an adult and hearing her as an adult, speaking to an adult, that really changed my eye rolling and would let it roll off my back instead.
You mean being secure as an adult person?
And understanding that she wasn't trying to reshape me. This was really something she needed to express. And I didn't have to follow it. So
did it make the criticisms less? Did she stop criticizing you as much? Or she did, you just ignored it?
I think I ignored it or heard it differently. Heard it as a loving thing instead of a criticism.
So, Lena, you actually had quite a bit of tension between yourself and your mother when you got married. What happened then?
Yeah, she was very critical of me on the day of my wedding. She thought that I was being impatient with her, that I was talking to her in a way that wasn't respectful enough. And so as we were walking down the aisle, she was literally berating me and complaining that I wasn't being a good daughter.
As you were walking down the aisle toward the altar?
Yes, yeah.
I hope you got that on video.
Yeah. No, fortunately we don't, me gritting my teeth. But I've found other ways of coping, because I'm finding that as I'm learning, as I'm getting older and through therapy, I'm finding that it can't change her. And so I'm found ways to seek other supportive mother figures, other mothers of friends of mine who I really respect and admire, and found support through being close to other mothers who are around my mother's age, but who just happen to not be my mother.
So, Julie, there must be other solutions to this besides not really listening to what your mom is saying. Are there ways to kind of solve this conversational gap without ignoring your mom?
Yes, absolutely. And I want to mention, by the way, that this is not a book intended to bash mothers or bash daughters. It really is about seeing both perspectives. And one of the things we talk about doing, Lena, first of all, referenced this good enough relationship. We talk about a relationship where you accept it and you turn to others to fill the void your mother may not give you. We also talk about moving to a relationship where you're more of a peer with your mother, seeing each other as friends instead of the domineering mother. And part of what we suggest is sitting down with your mother and doing an oral history, asking her questions like, what was it like when she was a child? If she could have had a career, what would it be? What went through her mind when she found out she was pregnant with you? And you'll often find you see her as a totally different type of person. We also talk about think before you speak. You know, sometimes when you lash out at your mother or she lashes out at you.
Forget that one. That's not going to work.
Well, you'd be surprised. I mean, and the way you word your messages, even with my own mother, I sometimes take a deep breath and I'll say, hey, Mom, I understand that you're just trying to help me, but when you come in my house and start cleaning, I feel a little bit offended. And she'll say, I was just trying to help. I'm so sorry. How can I help you? You know, you'd be amazed at how many things, if you just communicate your messages, wording them with empathy and understanding on both sides, for mothers and for the daughters, that can go a long way. And also, I think it's really important to see each other's perspectives and maybe also set aside some quality time. You know, our generation, we're very busy. Sometimes our mothers just want a piece of us. And if we can really take the time to sit down with them, even if it's just once a month, it really can help bridge that communication gap.
So, Lena and Teresa, let me ask you first. When you are a completely successful, secure adult woman, why does the criticism from your mom kind of make you fall out? So, I mean, before you got your revelation.
I go back and forth, but I don't think I am yet at 46 a secure, successful adult woman. So there's still that part of me that's
maybe
a
that's
kid.
The problem.
And you know, making my mom happy, that is, I think, the thing that would make me happiest.
I agree. So I think that essentially we crave this approval from our own mothers. I think it's something that every daughter strives for.
Okay, that's Lena So and Teresa McMahon. They're both in the book Making Up With Mom, Why Mothers and Daughters Disagree About Kids, Careers, and Casseroles. We were joined by the co-author, Julie Halpert, from the University of Michigan.
There's definitely still time to make up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a wonderful thing if you can make up with your mom.
I'm hopeful, too.